1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at verse number 16. Paul writes to this church, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17 competes with John 11:35 in being the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept, John 11:35, and pray continuously here in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. In other translations, we read this, for instance, in the Message. 5:17 of 1 Thessalonians says, "Pray all the time." In the New Living Translation, it says, "Never stop praying." In the King James Version or New American Standard, it says, "Pray without ceasing." In the Revised Standard Translation of the Bible, it says, "Pray constantly." In the Amplified Bible, it says, "Be unceasing in prayer." And in parentheses, it says, "Praying perseveringly." Not up here, but in the Complete Jewish Bible, a Hebrew translated into Greek, it says, "Pray regularly." And in the Living Bible, a paraphrase of the Bible, it says, "Always keep on praying." The many translations of the Bible made available to us all agree on this very short and simple but power-packed verse. As people of God, we are urged to pray without stopping. We are urged to pray all the time. We are urged to pray regularly. We are urged to make prayer as much a part of our lifestyle as eating or sleeping. Prayer does the body good. Prayer does this body good. Prayer is good for you, and prayer is good for me. Somebody said we are too busy not to pray. Abraham Lincoln once said, "I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had absolutely no other place to go." Francois Fenelon said, "Of the duties enjoined by Christianity, none is more essential and yet more neglected than prayer." We probably say the word prayer or pray more than any other word in our collective experience with one another. There is much to pray about. We are well into a process in our church's story of recognizing elders and shepherds once again in our church. We have been praying fervently during this season. We have members of this body who are hurting physically and dealing with diseases. And we've been asked to pray. We are implored to pray for our brothers and sisters who are hurting. In this body, in this building, sitting in these pews right now, there are sisters and brothers who are struggling to make sense of life. And while not everyone who is struggling in this regard makes it known publicly, all the time we still pray, knowing that it exists right here today in this body. Typically, we are not ashamed to ask for prayer. We may be ashamed to ask for other things. We may be ashamed to ask for money. We may be ashamed to ask for physical help, but we're not typically ashamed to ask people to pray for us. This is why all the spiritual disciplines, of all the spiritual disciplines, prayer normally stands at the center. The people of God pray. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, in verse number 7, Moses, speaking to the people in his farewell address, says, "What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him?" Now, while that message is referring to the nation of Israel in the Old Testament, there are similar sentiments in the New Testament that speaks to disciples of Jesus Christ. James chapter 5 and verse 13, Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call for the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective. You see, there is an assumption when it comes to the people of God and their relationship with God. There is an assumption commonly held by the people of God that he is near us and that he hears his people. He is involved in our lives. We don't worship a God that, and I've said this in the past, we don't worship a God that stands on the sideline and stands idle. No, we worship a God that is active and involved in our lives. So when we pray, we assume that he hears and he moves. Paul, when he was preaching to the Athenians in Acts chapter 17, he said this: God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. We move and we live and we have our being, having this truth be known in our lives that God is near us. Do you believe that, church? Richard Foster suggests that prayer is a discipline that changes us. If we do not desire real change in our lives, we will probably abandon prayer in our lives. He writes in his book, "The closer we come to the heartbeat of God, the more we see our need and the more we desire to be conformed to Christ." Key phrase, church, conformed to Christ. It makes sense, doesn't it? Conforming to Christ or being transformed or changed into the likeness of Christ means being changed into the one who made it a priority to pray. Remember, Jesus prayed all the time. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, for instance, "Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed." Jesus' disciples followed him closely and wanted to do everything he did. So they asked him one day, "Lord, teach us to pray." We come to this place wanting answers to many of the questions in life. We come to God seeking relief from pain and relief from our misery. I've said in the past that is good that we come to this place, that we come to God with our pain and we come to God with our misery and we come to God with our questions, seeking answers, seeking relief. But I've also said in the past that we should also come to God with simple questions and requests like that of the disciples in the past. "Lord, teach us to pray." And when we're asking him to teach us to pray, we're not just simply asking him to give us words and phrases to say, although Jesus does do that. We're also asking Jesus to teach us to want to pray, to teach us to love to pray, to teach us to pray often, to teach us to live a life that is a prayer. I find myself anytime I'm preaching about prayer, struggling. What else can there be said about prayer that hasn't already been said? I'm not like some of the ancients, Assisi or E.M. Bounds or some of these, I would call them authoritarians on prayer. They just had so much to say about prayer. I don't know if I'm qualified to even add more about prayer. I mean, what can I say about prayer that hasn't honestly been said already? I don't have much to add. I guess I wanted to encourage you that when it comes to prayer, it's kind of like American Express. Don't leave home without it. It's kind of like the game Sorry. Sometimes you need to go to God and just pray and tell him you're sorry. When it comes to prayer, it's like the old Pepsi slogan. It's the choice of a new generation. It's like that slogan because I'm hoping that this generation of our church will make prayer a centerpiece of our existence. Wasn't it beautiful yesterday, brothers, to go across the way here and get in a room with our injured brother and hold hands and just pray? When it comes to prayer, it's kind of like Porsche, except we replace Porsche with prayer, and so the slogan would read prayer. There is no substitute. When it comes to prayer, it's like the 1904 Coca-Cola slogan, where it says, it's delicious and refreshing. Sometimes we emerge out of prayer feeling more refreshed and feeling more close to God than we've ever done before. It's delicious and it's refreshing. When it comes to prayer, it's like the 1989 slogan for Coca-Cola. It's, you can't beat the feeling. When it comes to prayer, it's like that old Gatorade slogan. You know, be like Mike, drink Gatorade, except be like Jesus. Pray. When it comes to prayer, it's like Geico. Well, not really, but I have Geico and I save 15%. When it comes to prayer, it's like Burger King. You can have it your way. If you want to pray in the morning, if you want to pray in the afternoon, if you want to pray in the evening, if you want to pray 3 times a day, if you want to pray 10 times a day, you do it. But like Nike, just do it. We need to pray. We need to be people of prayer. We need to be a church that is identified by us being a praying people. Paul would tell the Philippian church in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Paul would write another church, the Colossian church, and he would say this, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And he would tell the Ephesian church through the evangelist Timothy, I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing. Prayer as a discipline is just like the other disciplines in that it takes dedication and will to accomplish. And like the other disciplines, it is open to legalism. When I begin to tell you that you have to pray in a certain way, in a certain style, or a certain time period, it falls into the legalistic trap. For a final time, let me encourage you with this. Disciplines are not designed to give you more work. Disciplines are doors to liberation and freedom. In this case, you are free to have a conversation and communion with God Almighty. You are free to have a conversation at any hour of the day. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to wait your turn. You don't have to wait for someone to pray for you. You can pray right now. You are free in this gathering right now if you so choose to start praying. If you sense that a brother or sister in this place is in need of a conversation with God, with you, you can do that. Just do it. And you're free when someone asks you to pray for them. You're free to not have to wait till later on to pray. You're free to pray with them right there. Join hands with them right there. And pray to the Almighty God. You're free to have a dialogue and not a monologue. I've talked about this in the past, that when we pray, it's not just about us speaking to God, but sometimes it's about us speaking and being silent and listening for God, because it is a conversation. A friend of mine posted on Facebook a couple weeks ago that she was praying with her daughter, and her daughter in her prayer said, God, what time are we having dinner? 7 o'clock, okay. You see, prayer is a dialogue. When you listen, God answers. He speaks. Prayer as a discipline means being intentional and strategic. It means setting aside time. It may mean that, like Jesus, you may find yourself going to familiar places to pray. It may mean like Jesus spending the night in prayer. It may mean like Daniel praying three times a day. It may mean praying in bold and confident ways like King Hezekiah. Some of you kids have been learning about King Hezekiah. If you were studying King Hezekiah, you know that King Hezekiah was making some bold petitions to God, even asked God for extra life. Yeah, you may find yourself praying like Hannah, who was barren, couldn't have kids, but she spent time in the temple praying to God for a child, praying that bold prayer. You may find yourself being bold. You see, our prayers, we're free when we pray. We're free to pray some bold things. We're free to ask God whatever is on our heart. We're free to ask him for the big stuff. Don't think that prayer is about shaping your words and your phrases, something that's so simple that he might not think that you want the big thing. You say the small stuff, but you really want the big stuff. Tell God about the big stuff. Don't just say, get me through the treatment of cancer. It's okay to ask God to heal you from cancer. So if the church is to make prayer a discipline, we are going to be demonstrative in declaring to God that our church wants to be molded, shaped, and transformed into the very image of Christ. I would hope that would be everyone's individual ethic, that our prayer is a way to be demonstrative, that we want God to change us. How many times have we gotten on our knees and prayed for God to change other people? That's an okay prayer. That's an okay prayer. But don't pray that prayer before first praying the prayer about yourself. God, change me. Transform me. So let us commit to a discipline of prayer that first prays for God to change us on the inside before we commit to a prayer to God to change others. If we pray for revival, that's great. But let's ask God for the revival to first take place in us. Last year, we participated in a prayer exercise that I thought was well received, and I think we spoke to do this more often. It's been a year, so if we're to do it more often, then we'll do this in maybe 6 months or maybe 3 months. But you all have an index card, or you should have an index card. If you don't have an index card and you want to participate, again, go ahead, maybe raise your hands and we can get a card to you. On one side of your card, I want you to feel free to write a prayer request on that side. You don't have to put your name on it if you don't want to. You can leave it anonymous, but just put a prayer request on that, on the one side. On the flip side, I want you to write a prayer of praise. Let's not think that our prayers have to always be about asking for something. But sometimes our prayer is about telling God something that we're thankful for, something that we want to give him praise for. So on one side, if you would, go ahead and write a request. And on the other side, write a praise. We're going to play a couple of songs to give you time to think about that. When you are done with that, writing that on your card, just come up here and just lay it on the stage. And return to your seats. After we close, now this is going to be an important part so that you don't forget. After we close, feel free to come back up here and to select a card that hopefully isn't yours. And with that card this week, want to ask you to be in prayer for that request. And on the flip side with the praise, I want you to be in communion of praise with the person that wrote that praise, all right? One side, prayer requests. Other side, a praise. As these songs are played, feel free to come up and lay your request on the stage here. After the benediction, later on, please return up here and grab a card that's not your own and commit to praying for that person. If you get card back, try to go to someone and swap so that you don't have your own card. Let's pray.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Hallowed, hallowed. Done on the earth as it is.
feel free to continue to bring cards up as we come to a conclusion. Wanted to share a couple things. It was refreshing to see one of the first young people to bring up a card was Brother Nathan Menzler, who was baptized into Christ a couple weeks ago. Praise God. Enough got here. Nice. Why don't you come up here, brother? Got some nice little bling bling for you. Is your baptism certificate. Man, praise God. I was saddened to miss that event, but I heard it was cool. I want to tell a quick story about our brother. Heard last week during a small group time, Nathan was asked to pray. Remember last week we talked about fasting. And brother Nathan was praying, and in his prayer, he said something to the effect of, or he said something like, God, help us not today while we press, while we fast. How did you say it?
Make sure no one gets killed by fasting too long.
Okay, there you go. So, he been praying for y'all all week. You see? All right, man. Oh, my goodness, kids. I hope that this expression, again, is just not something that looks cool and neat and is an emotion and lasts for this just this one moment. I pray that this represents the choice of a new generation. I don't know that I've reminded you enough, but last year, Joy and Justin redecorated that room to the left over there that's blacked out. It's a prayer room, and I know that some of you actually use that room, you know, during the week. If you're able to get in here, we're here. Feel free to go in and spend some time in there. There's some books in there to read. There's a CD player in there. There's a few CDs over there. There's some quotes on the wall to help. There's a cross in there to help you center and to help you pray. It's okay to use that room. If that becomes your familiar place, that's cool. Let's continue to pray for each other. Remember, before you leave, if you brought a card up here, I want you to come up here and take a card and want you to be mindful of that person in prayer. I'm going to ask Terrence. Is Terrence in here? I thought I saw him. Could you come up? I want you to offer a prayer for us. And Rick Miller, could you come up here? Would like for you to offer a prayer for us as well. And how about Clayton? Clayton, would you mind coming up here and offering a prayer for us? Y'all can do paper, scissors, rock to see first. No, I'm just playing. Why don't we go one, two, and three? Just offer a prayer for us, please.
Father God, we come to your throne in the name of Jesus, to praise you for who you are. You created us and you gave us life and breath in our very being. We would remember each day of our life that very fact, and that we would offer our lives to you and let you do with us what pleases you. And we would be happy with that. To your praise, to your praise and your honor and your glory. In the name of Jesus.
Father, we continue to come before you just bowing our heads and humbling our hearts to you, Lord. Father, continue to thank you for your son who died upon the cross for our sins. Father, we just continue to give you all the honor and praise, Lord. Father, those have come before us and drop cards off with requests and praise of gratitude and just knowing that you're always there for us, Lord. Father, we just continue praying for the presentation of the young one that got baptized even last couple weeks, Lord. We thank you for his thoughts, even for being in the small group and for the prayers. Father, we just ask that you continue to be with us, continue to guide us, continue to help us to follow you and follow your path. So I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, just we want to thank you for this wonderful gift of prayer that you've given us, and the way to communicate with you, Lord, constantly, for you to be in our lives. Father, as we leave this place, as we leave our church family, as we leave this building, don't let us leave each other out of our hearts. Let us keep each other in our prayers, and let us continually be in prayer with you, with praises, with all the joys that we see around us, but also be mindful and watchful for our brothers and sisters who need us at this time. A kind word, Lord, a prayer toward to you. God, just let us leave this week and keep you in our thoughts, keep each other in our thoughts, and be joyful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, fellas. As we sing this next song, Song of Invitation, if there's something you didn't put on the card, if there's something that you want to express from your lips to our ears, if there's we don't want this to be a replacement for an event where you need for your brothers and sisters to surround you and to touch you and to pray for you. We want to give you that opportunity to make that request known. Also, if you are like Nathan, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. You know the story of God, the story of Jesus Christ. You know that He is Lord. You want to make a public profession of that. You've made a determination to turn your life toward God, away from the world, and you want to be buried with Him in baptism. We can do that for you. We would love to do that for you. We certainly will provide that ministry for you. So as we stand and sing this last song, come if you desire. Let's stand.